During the long, cold winter of 1838 to 39, after the expulsion from Missouri, the Saints seemed to feel that no matter where we stopped, it would not be our permanent home. Oh, how Zion mourns. Her sons have fallen in the streets by the cruel hand of the enemy, and her daughters weep in silence. Between 5,000 and 7,000 men, women, and children, driven from the places of gathering out of Missouri, from houses and lands, in poverty, to seek for habitations where they can find them. About 12 families cross the river to Quincy every day, and about 30 are constantly on the other side waiting to cross. Benevolent residents in Quincy are generous and sympathetic to our plight. Had it not been for the relief work of the people of Illinois, hundreds of saints would have died. We have appreciated this kindness as much as though messengers had suddenly appeared along the banks of the great river, scattering food and clothing among the suffering. As one brother opened his home to offer a place of refuge from the storms, very many nights the floors, upstairs and down, were covered with beds so closely it was impossible to set a foot anywhere without stepping on a bed. Some of our dear brethren who have mingled with us in praise and prayer are now buried with the dead. Some who a few months ago seemed to run well in the straight and narrow path have, to our astonishment and grief, forsook us and fled. Our prophet is still in jail, and many others whom we love. To look at our situation at this present time, it would seem that Zion is all destroyed. But it is not so. The work of the Lord is on the march. The Spirit of the Lord has rested upon me within a few months as it never did before. And although I have labored hard over the sick night and day, yet communion with my Heavenly Father has sweetened many hours of toil and acts. With courage bold, let us stand, putting our trust in the Lord, which alone will disable the power of darkness to flee before us. Be of good cheer amidst opposition. Faint not on the way. I know the path is very narrow and straight for weary pilgrims like us, and only here and there a traveler do we find to accompany us on our journey. But the Lord will conduct us safely to the end.